Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron, who begins a state visit to Washington today, is urging President Trump to stick with the Iranian nuclear accord, arguing there's no plan B. Appearing on the U.S. program Fox News Sunday, Mr. Macron said he believes the 2015 deal curbing Iran's nuclear ambitions is imperfect.
Is this agreement perfect, and is JCPOA a perfect thing for our relationship with Iran? No. But for nuclear, what do you have as a better option? I don't see it.
Last October, President Trump spoke to the nation about the Iran deal and said Tehran cannot be trusted.
Iran is not living up to the spirit of the deal. We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity. And we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror.
President Macron says fighting terrorism is something that he and Mr. Trump agree on. President Trump says the U.S. is not giving up anything ahead of the planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. While Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development, President Trump called Pyongyang's announcement about its nuclear and missile program big progress, but said the outcome of the talks with Mr. Kim is uncertain. Libyan Coast Guard recovering the bodies of 11 migrants, rescuing more than 260 others. Two separate operations, one group rescued off the western coast, while another was found off the eastern coastline. The migrants were said to have been from other parts of Africa. This is VOA News. The death toll from a suicide bomb at a voter registration center in the Afghan capital of Kabul has claimed at least 57 lives, including children, Reuters' Serena Dararam reports.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, the most serious assault yet on the country's preparations for October elections and a presidential poll next year. Authorities said the bomber approached the building on foot, where people were waiting in line to sign up to register to vote.
After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards and register for elections.
President Ashraf Ghani condemned the attack, saying it, quote, cannot divert us from our aims or weaken this national democratic process. More than 7,000 voter centers have been set up across Afghanistan to handle about 10 million registrations. But there have already been at least three attacks on such centers since voter registration got underway earlier this month.
That is Reuters' Serena Dararam. Syrian government forces used warplanes, helicopters, and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State in a bid to enforce an evacuation deal reached with the militants last week. UN Refugee Agency says two Palestinian refugees, a father and a son, were killed during the fighting at the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus. UNHCR says thousands of homes have been destroyed in 4 days of fighting. Hundreds of IS militants hold parts of the Yarmouk camp and areas in southern Damascus. Protests continued in Yerevan late on Sunday, with thousands of Armenians gathering in the city center, despite earlier attempts by police to break up the march with batons and shields. Police in Armenia detained three opposition leaders and nearly 200 protesters on drawing a rebuke from the European Union after demonstrators demanded newly appointed Prime Minister Serzh Sarkisian quit. Protesters accused Sarkisian of clinging to power after the parliament made him prime minister this month, following a stint of 10 years as president. In the biggest political crisis in a decade, tens of thousands of his opponents have marched through the capital, blocking streets and staging sit-ins. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has scrapped plans to overhaul the country's social security system. His announcement last week of changes in the country's pension plan sparked days of deadly protest. Some rights groups estimate the death toll since Wednesday, when the demonstrations began, is as high as 25, including a journalist reporting live via Facebook. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my, my, my. again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Both rocking and beautiful sounds from across this great continent of Africa will be coming to you. So relax, because today again, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on, my guest on the show is going to be Nana Osei from Ghana, and he is from Flash Africa. Yes, we'll be telling you more about what Flash Africa is all about from Ghana. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's start with some good music from Lesotho. And this is Bashimane ba Manimane by Mo Nita. And right after that, African Beauty by Diamond Platinum of Tanzania featuring Omarion. But Bashimane ba Manimane right now by Mo Nita from Lesotho.
Charlie came on board. Cause I just wanna let them know.
African Beauty, Diamond Platinum of Tanzania featuring Omarion, and before that, Bashimane Bamanimane by Monita of Lesotho. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember to join me and my guest later, Nana Osei from Flash Africa in Ghana. Yes, he's right here with me in the studio and he's going to be my guest. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
What's good? This is Nana Osei, Creative Director from Flash Africa, and you're listening to David Vandy of African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. If you're just joining me, it's a pleasant welcome. The winner of the Sierra Leone Association of Artists and Musicians Award in the USA, and this is the winning song, and that is Winner by Tero D of Sierra Leone. Congratulations to you, Tero D. And right after that, we take a trip to Monrovia, Liberia, where we bring you the young and enterprising Kubazi in Abeleba. But let's go to the winning song right now from the Slam Awards by Tero D of Sierra Leone, Winner.
Blame it on my lifestyle. Blame it on my lifestyle.
Big cars, big house, big money, big life, my life. Big change, bright lights, club lights, all night, my life. So when I pull up in my backseat full of girls, I'm a winner. Haters forgive me, the boy is addicted to winning. The boy don't turn him on. I'm getting big, big, bigger. Go tell mama and papa, they give back to a winner. I'm a winner, go tell mama, a winner, go tell papa. Yeah, I'm a winner, go tell auntie, winner.
Oh. Nigeria,
oh. Lion. The boy has come a long way, never thought I would made it this far. I ain't gonna lie, the journey was so rough, dog. So close to giving up, only God knows. But I never did, every day I hold on. Turn failure to progression, every studio session. Look at me now, people, they celebrate me. Look at me now, before they elevate me. Boy used to chase, now they chase me. 10 over 10, girls, they beg for dates me. Now inside, boy, they call me Mr. Hotcake. Haters mad as fuck, but they need me.
flow so hot, you can't ignore me. I stay on your mind like a strong addiction. Slow jam to my music, cause it's new edition. I take it to a level that you think is science fiction. Sorry, my nigga, but the boy is too real. So tell my hitters, drop this, you just chill. The boy is number one, and I'm always keep it real.
The boy, you done turn him on. Oh, oh. I'm getting big, big, bigger. Oh, oh. Go tell mama and papa, they give back to a winner. I'm a winner, go tell mama. A winner, go tell papa. Yeah, I'm a winner, go tell auntie. Winner. Oh.
My love for my niggas. I'm talking about my real, real niggas.
My chillin'.
I tell the women that held me down when the going was tough, they never let me down. Now the boy's okay,
I'm okay.
Rollin' downtown with my range. Black on black. Money they both spend 100K on my gold chain. I go high on the mic.
Later.
My nigga feel kinks on the mic.
Smarter.
I'm number one like a goalkeeper. Niggas can never score on me.
Big guns, big house, big money, big life, my life. Big change, bright lights, club lights, all nights, my life. So when I pull up in my Bima, 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 backseat full of girls, I'm a winner. Haters forgive me. The boy is addicted to winning. The boy done turn him on. Oh, oh. I'm getting big, big, bigger. Oh, oh. Go tell mama and papa, they give back to a winner. Oh, oh. I'm a winner. Go tell mama, a winner. Go tell papa, yeah, I'm a winner. Go tell my team, winner. Oh.
Rain on the mix.
Yeah. Africa and the rest of the world out there, man. Be on the lookout for green, white, blue, bubble. I'm coming, man. Shout out to my nigga Pete Banks, a.k.a. Mr. International. Mike City. Chevrolet. Black Light. Coming, man.
Sometimes I hurt you bad.
By Kubasi of Liberia, and before that, Terror D of Sierra Leone in Winner. Well, I hope you all are having a good time. Stay tuned. When I come back, my guest will be right here, and that is Nana Osei from Flash Africa in Ghana. But he's right here in Washington, D.C., and you're going to hear him live on the show. Stay tuned.
Esther Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
All right, welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. And today, my special guest on the show is Nana. And, you know, when I say Nana, the other day somebody was saying Nana. I said, Nana, no, that's a different name. But when you say Nana, you know that Nana is coming all the way from Ghana. And welcome to the African Beat, Nana.
Thank you, Mr. David.
And I know you're part of...
Flash Africa.
You're part of Flash Africa, and you're here in the United States. And today you are on the African Beat show. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about you, and what should people know about you? What you don't want to say, please don't say.
Well, you want me to speak about me, or you want me to speak about Flash Africa?
For now, I want to know about you.
Okay.
I want to know about Nana.
Okay, well, basically, my name is Nana Osei Chementa, as you already know, and I'm from Ghana. And I'm a creative director I own a production house in Ghana called Dream Eva Entertainment. And basically, yeah.
Okay, basically, yeah. Well, well, man, you know, I tell you, have you ever listened to yourself?
Not really, not really.
Man, record yourself and listen to you. Your voice is super.
Really?
Have you ever tried radio?
Nah.
Man, you need to do radio. Your voice is classic.
I think I must start looking into that.
You have into, to.
Yeah,
looking you into have radio. To. All right. So, I know you're from Flash Africa, and on the African Beat, we promote African music. We bring to life young African stars that don't have a platform where their songs may be heard and where people can enjoy listening to them and maybe sending them comments and making them feel good that what they're doing is not going unnoticed. And so what is Flash Africa? What does Flash Africa do?
Well, basically, Flash Africa is an entertainment show that we came up with. And let me put it this way. It's an entertainment show that serves, like, news across Africa, basically. Like, we into sports, politics, music, videos, events, documentaries, tourist attraction side, tourism, and all of that. So we put everything in together into like a probably a 1 hour show for the African continent to see what goes around.
And so are you only based in Africa, or you go across the world?
We go across the world wherever Africans are, but we're basically based in Ghana and in South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have like hospitality management in the UK, and we're trying to establish one here in the US.
In the US.
And one in Liberia.
All right, well, this is the African Beat, and you've had that wonderful voice, and the man himself behind that voice is Nana Oseya. Well, we are going to play some music, and, you know, I asked Nana, I said, give me some of your favorite songs. And, you know, I'm going to put him on the spot because I know there are other people there, out there in Ghana, who will be looking up to Nana to play their songs on the radio. But he gave me these particular, I want you to know out there that these, I did not choose them. It was Nana who actually gave me these songs. She said, you have to play these ones. These are the special songs that I want you to play. So if he's in trouble, please let him be in trouble alone. And don't make me be part of
it. No. David is trying to put me on the spot right now, because he actually asked me to give him just 5 songs. And out of my head, these are the songs that could come out.
Okay, and so we're going to start off with Stone Boy. And he calls this one My Name. Yeah. So tell me, why did you actually choose this one?
Stone Boy's My Name is actually kind of like a motivational song. It's like, you know, it kind of like speaks to me in a certain way, because it's like I started from somewhere and I'm not there yet.
You're not there.
I'm still climbing, and I feel it, like I relate to that song more, and you know, like it motivates me sometimes.
All right, well, let's hear the song right now by Stone Boy, and that's my man, Stone Boy from Ghana, and he comes in with this one, My Name. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
After you make it, better what will you keep around you? Never ever fake it. Tough time come, them no sticking with you. Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Fail at the end of the day. You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, 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 no. Ask me also for the paper, and I put life first and I ask God for favor. Wishing good for my neighbor. Already yet I did that figure. Help with the labor. Nowhere to find them. Only a few was kind then. Like a diamond from the doors, I knew my star will shine. Don't come in name, don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. Me don't know where they want me expire. Me old speakers fire. Flat just like a car tire. Me not stop pray to the Messiah. The devil is a liar.
I just keep going higher. Yeah. See them know my name, them know my story. Talk your own to me, it no matter. Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better focus on your thing. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better you focus on your thing. I'm so.
Yeah, beautiful piece of music there. My name, the sound of Stone Boy. This man is just good. I can remember the first time I talked to him, he was in California to receive an award from BET. He's such a humble fellow. And when I called him, I say, hey, my friend, you're here. We need to talk. And then, you know, his manager called me again and we had a good time on the show. But let's come back. So, Nana, now I know that you've given us what Flash Africa is doing. Mm-hmm. But I want to look at music in Ghana because I'm from Sierra Leone, okay? And we are also trying to put our own local music on the map, on the music map of Africa before we spread into the outside world. But Ghana has hit such a peak.
Yeah.
You know, tell me, what are you guys doing over there that is helping to make sure the music goes on top like that?
You know, in Ghana, like, we also face our own issues and own problems and all of that. But at the end of the day, if you say at the top, do you mean like in Ghana or internationally? Or?
Well, everywhere, because it will start from home. They say charity begins at home. I'm sure you're gonna make name at home, and then your people will have to sell you to the outside world, and then you'll be.
Yeah, well, all depends on how hard you push your music on other platforms, you know, and not trying to be, not coming up as an artist, not trying to be selective as to where to put your stuff.
Your stuff.
And where not to put your stuff. You should be open to any, because you don't know who is what, you don't know which channel, you don't know which media, or you don't know who is watching a particular TV program or listening to a particular radio program at the same point in time. For example, let's say Voice of America is in Ghana. You don't necessarily need to go like, yo, I want to put my thing on Voice of America, that's it. And I don't want to... Someone calls you for Flash Africa and go like, I don't know Flash Africa. Maybe it might be through Flash Africa that you're going to get your big break. You wouldn't know. So me, I think, is basically you need to be open enough. And like when you put out your work, you need to like push it across all platforms, no matter
how small it is. Just push it there because you don't know who's listening at that particular time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Voice of America has done, you know, because we decided to... make sure we create this program. This program was created like some 12 years ago, bringing to African music, giving it a platform wherein African stars could be celebrated. We do interviews with them, you know, play their songs across the globe, and it's getting bigger and bigger because the stars are really, really very appreciative. They send their songs from all across the continent and every part of the world that an African artist is. They try to make sure they get in touch so that their songs could be played.
But the thing is, Ghanaians tend to like foreign stuff more than theirs.
Really?
Yeah, let me put it this way. They tend to like foreign stuff more than theirs because, let me give this an example. Nigerians push a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They push so hard when they really want to like make an impact. When a Nigerian man puts out a song, Nigerian man will try as much as possible to go outside his boundaries to try and make sure his song can be heard in Ghana, can be heard in Togo, can be heard in Ivory Coast, can be heard like any other part of the country in which he feels he wants to get new audience from Igay.
Going out of their comfort zone.
Exactly. But Ghanaian artists find it difficult to go outside their comfort zone One or two people are doing it, but Ghanaian artists, most Ghanaian artists find it difficult to go outside their comfort zone, try to promote them, their own self.
Well, again, some maybe when you look at it, you say maybe they don't have that kind of capital to go out, maybe like Nigerian artists and all this stuff, to go to like different countries and promote their songs there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll look at our owners. That is one impediment on their side. Maybe they don't have that kind of financial backbone to say, okay, let me go to Ghana, let me go to Nigeria, or let me go to this place and see how I can promote my music.
That could be an issue, but at the end of the day, as you're an artist and you really want to make it, you should try as much as possible to try and secure something financially to be able to move out to promote your stuff. Because if there's no, you could be good, but if there's no financial support from somewhere, or maybe you don't try as much as possible to try get some financial support from somewhere else, how then do people get to hear of you? Or how then do people get to know of you? Apart from maybe friends or family who know of you and trying to link you to one or two.
Another thing again that I have experienced in my time of work here, some of these artists now, what they do is they have my email contacts, you know.
Exactly.
And they, as soon as they release this song or they want it to be released, they're going to release like next week or the month, they will send the original copy through MP3, send it to my email, yeah. And, you know, talk to you and say, can you just play this or just promote it for us?
And that's the world of technology now.
Exactly.
So
you have to make sure you try to get those links. If you cannot go in person, send them. If somebody
do research on the internet, like where can I put my stuff, where I feel my stuff can go, even if you can't move outside your comfort zone. Like, do a lot of research, try to create links for yourself. You get it.
All right, okay, we'll be right back with some beautiful music from Ghana, and this next track we're gonna play is single, and it's done by episode is from Ghana, and the song title is single. Well, I don't know what singleness they're talking about here.
Well, he's basically trying to say okay, because he's a Ghanaian, he's basically trying to say now all Ghanaian ladies are trying to say they are single.
I know. I've been to some parties, and you know when the bride is supposed to be throwing the bouquet, and you're supposed to ask for all the single ladies to come and catch the bouquet and see who's going to be next to get married, and nobody gets up. I said, no, it's not possible. We cannot be in this hall with over 200, 300 people, and you tell me everybody's married.
so he wants to try and say that, like, yeah, you know, like.
What about the gentlemen? Do they say they are single too? Or they are trying to get attached somehow?
Some gentlemen are, like, attached, some are.
And you,
like,
are?
Oh, I'm single.
That is why this song came up. No wonder. Nana is single. Single, and he still wants to mingle. All right, let's get this one going. Single now by episode.
That beat is gone.
Another one, this. The very old bad boy. I still don't wonder why now every girl turns single. Yeah, show them 30 billion when they won't start to mingle. Just Mary Kay to the cover wrinkles. Grandma show dimple. She say a slogan is life is simple. Yeah,
if you be single, girl, show me your hand.
All my independent ladies, come show me your hand.
If you be single, girl, show me your hand.
All my beautiful slave queens, come show me your hand. As the bottle started drop, see the girl come closer. Yeah, back up, you can start the form at your butter. Yeah, just a could be like you are laying in Shona. But my Snapchat, it won't see they got the flex with some dog filter. I made me tell you now, she start the flex and thing. Bad man, me not go fall for your tricks. One girl, one phone, but a 16. Under the press where she put her ring. Oh Lord, what a same thing. Why you didn't say boy, stone.
This year, Delilah can trick something. If you are married, if you be single, girl, show me your hand.
All my independent ladies, come show me your hand.
If you be single, girl, show me your hand.
All my beautiful slave queens, come show me your hand. Mama sasso, mama sasso,
girl, show me your hand.
Mama sasso, mama sasso,
come show me your hand.
Everybody from the left.
Show me your hand.
Put your hands up, put your hands.
be single, girl, show me your hand. All my independent ladies, come show me your hand. If you be single, girl, show me your hand. All my beautiful slave queens, come show me your hand. I see the wonder why now every girl can sing.
If you are out there and you have a song and you want to send it to me, to African Beat, just write to africanbeat@voanews.com. Send me your song, send the MP3 copy, and definitely we'll play it. If you want, you can send your contact. We can also get in touch with you for an interview to talk about your song or whatever you're doing, all right?
Yeah, and, okay. And since we are in contact now, you know, because we are like the kind of program or TV show that we have, we travel across the African continent and in Europe as well, so we get in contact with all of this. Already known artists and like upcoming and already like, let me say, other mainstream artists as well. So obviously, yeah, we're going to get in touch and also try to link you up to them, and you can be able to like both of, like we all can share,
like Flash Africa and African Beat will
exactly,
be
exactly
we get connected
can
and
have that collaboration, and we yes. can also, because at the end of the day, what you're doing is what we're doing at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Because just the only difference is you're doing radio, we are doing TV.
That's true.
And all of that. Sometimes when way back in Ghana, like people who know me know that, okay, this is a guy behind Flash Africa or whatever, they go like, you tend to play a lot of like other countries music videos instead of playing Ghanaians. And I tend to say like, it's not I or we or like the team decide to do that. That's not it, because one thing is Ghanaians find it difficult in shooting music videos.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing they have to know is music video is part of selling out your brand. So if there's no image to the song that you're singing, how do people get to know you? Because, for example, I don't know if it happens in Sierra Leone, someone can have a huge song and there's no video to it, and no one knows the song, and the song dies completely. Meanwhile,
it used to happen, but now that is changing, because they're doing some very good videos right now from Sierra Leone. And if you go on YouTube, you know, you find a whole lot. You know, I'll show you some of them, but they're really, really trying now, and we see some quality work coming out of Sweden. Right,
so what I want to say is that when you're putting on the song, try as much as possible to factor in a video, because at the end of the day, that's going to sell you and it's going to sell your brand. Because all Nigerian artists, I'm saying Nigerian because Nigerian artists, every time they're releasing music,
it comes with the video.
Whether mainstream, underground, whatever, they're always releasing music videos. So probably you tend to see a lot of Nigerian music videos on our platform, because, and our platform doesn't have it's not like a countdown. Okay, we have a countdown, but it's not like a stable countdown that like you say, okay, maybe number one is this, number two is this, number three is this.
We just play that.
Our countdown is like a banger. Like if you feel this song is going to be a banger, we put it on our countdown. So we just have top three bangers in the program, in which it breaks the news and the interviews and the events and the documentaries and all of that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you've heard this wonderful man, and Nana is my guest today on the African Beat. We have more songs coming up your way, and the next song we're going to play is Odo.
Yeah, this is the tune that I was talking about that came to, you know,
to wipe away
all the Nigerian love music that I've been playing at the weddings and the parties.
And Odo is a love song done by Kidi.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is Odo?
Odo is love.
Love,
yeah.
Oh, so when I say Odo,
Odo,
that is love.
Yeah, love. Odo, you will like my sweetheart, like.
Oh, okay.
My love, like
my love. Oh, yeah, okay, love. Okay. Yeah. So if you are listening out there and you're from Ghana or you are in Ghana right now and you're hearing me, I want to say Odo.
And one thing is, I know you know Maya Kun from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is, the guy signed under Davido. They reached out and they did a remix with.
Oh, okay.
Because he in the beginning of the song, he said, "See me, I no get 30 billion." And you remember, Davido had a song that says, "See me, I get 30 billion.
Get 30
for
billion.
So
you no get 30 billion.
You no get 30 billion. So that whole phrase, I think, sparked a little, you know, interest in Davido, the Nigerians, the HKN gang, you know, record label. to contact them.
To contact them and say, let's do a remix. Yeah, okay. All right. So let's enjoy Odor right now. The sound of Kitty coming to you live from the Voice of America's African Beat. And I'm David Vande, and my guest is Nana from Flash Africa in Ghana. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
See me, I no get that civilian. But I got so much love to give you. I got so much love to give you. Oh, na 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 na. I bless the day I found you.
Let's go.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Oh, don't see me who I am, yes, yo.
Welcome back. You just listened to that beautiful love song. Odor, he said, I don't get 30 million. You get 30 million. Well, that's what we do.
One funny thing is, he's actually a comedian. A friend of mine is actually a comedian. He was actually analyzing the song. And he was like, in the beginning, the kiddie said, see me, I don't get 30 billion. Odor, you will. But he has so much love to give you.
Uh-huh.
Then Mayokun came in and he said, me, I won't get 30 billion. Odor Yewe. Then Davido came in and he said, see me, I get 30 billion. So if you were a girl, which three of these artists would you go in for?
I won't get. Me, so, I get. I don't know where they get.
So they were like, why are Ghanaians always trying to be like so cool and poor? Say something huge, say something big. Yeah.
Because Kitty will go where he gets.
Kitty said, me, I know get, but he's going to offer you love and all of that. And the other guy knows he doesn't have, but he says he's going to force and get. So me, I won't get.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's going to work hard to get. And someone else just came and said that, me, I get.
So
if you're a lady,
automatically the equation don't balance now for goal.
So obviously no one is going to follow the Ghanaian guy.
Okay, the African beat on the Voice of America. That one is interesting. All right, finally, Nana, you are here in the US, and we want to know what brought you. I know you were on the Slam program. So
yeah.
How was it? What was happening there? And let's get your own take.
Well, let me say a little story about the Slam Awards.
That's the Slam is the Sierra Leone Association of Artists and Musicians in the USA, and they organize an annual award show for the Sierra Leone entertainment industry. Yes, ma'am.
So, basically, as I said, Flash Africa is an entertainment show that seeks to promote black entertainment globally. You get. So what we do is to do a lot of research and see what's going on across the international scene, not only in Africa, not only on the African continent, but in Europe and other parts of the world as well, to help promote whoever event or whatever thing whoever is doing as regard to promoting African, let's put it that way. So we have a team that does a lot, that does those researches and all of that. So fortunately, I was in Sierra Leone, I think last year in May. We went to do a little workshop, went to teach some of the Sierra Leoneans how to use a camera, film, creative directing and all of that, script writing and all of that. So I'm in a Sierra Leonean group. I just opened the group chat, then I saw Slam Award. Like, one of the students that we thought was part of it, like, he was nominated, I think.
Okay.
So we saw it and I was like, wow, oh, okay. Then let's do a little research on Slam Awards. Started looking into Slam and we're like, oh, it's been there since like the past 3 years and it's like the fourth year. I'm like, oh, okay, then why don't we just come on board? And since Sierra Leone is a country that has never been on our platform before, and it's very hard for you to hear something coming out of Sierra Leone, especially Sierra Leone and Liberia, because mostly we are mostly in like Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and mainly this place, Togo as well. So we were like, oh, Sierra Leone, then we have to go and see what exactly they're doing and help project whatever they're doing. We wanted to be on board to come and cover this event and do a little in-depth interview with her to talk more about it, so the rest of Africa could know and the world could know what Slam is all about. And voila,
that's it. All right, well, I want to say thank you so much, and thanks to Flash Africa, because, you know, like we said earlier, we need to push. We need to get our work out there. If you don't get your work out there, then definitely it's going to be just where you left it. Somebody has got to see, somebody's got to hear what you do, and then you never know. And don't restrict your work. Don't say, I'm just going to put it on this platform. Put it everywhere. Anywhere you have the opportunity to put it there, because that's what the entertainment industry is looking for. They need the works to go out there. If not, then nobody's going to hear about it. All right. I know you've been living back for Ghana, but it has been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. You want to send a
message to all the people out there in Ghana and on Flash Africa, all your staff, your friends across, those in London and everywhere. What do you want to tell them?
Well, I want to say a big thank you.
And those who will be hearing about Flash Africa for the first time.
I want to say a big thank you to my partners that I started with. We started way back. That was like eight years ago. He's called Gavin. Gavin Ate, he's kind of like our manager.
Okay.
He's a very, very, very good and talented guy. He's been there with me throughout. Secondly goes to my other partner, Cyril Alex Goko, and he's the voice behind Flash Africa. You know, one thing is Flash Africa doesn't have a face to the show. It's just voiceovers.
Man, that's why I said you have to make use of this voice. You have to make use of this voice. This voice, man, it is just classic, man.
Funny enough, there's no sponsor on the show. We don't have no sponsor on the show.
Wow.
But we came together and we are still making it work.
Okay, well.
One more person.
Uh-huh.
To Alexia Corte. She's the female voice behind Flash Africa as well. So Cyril is the male voice behind Flash Africa, and Alexia is the female voice behind Flash Africa. So big ups to her as well. We started with her as well. Like, all these people I'm mentioning, we started from the scratch.
From scratch, okay. So, well, Cyril and Alexia, I want to assure you of one thing, that you're going to have a third voice. Yeah, because this guy's voice, Nana's voice, man, that voice needs to go out there. You cannot keep a voice like this in the box. No, you cannot keep it locked in a box. That voice needs to come out, all right?
And I want to give a last massive shout-out to one of my... I call her my mom.
Okay.
Anita Erskine. She's one of, like... I call her a media mogul. In Ghana. Like, not even in Ghana, like, internationally.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And one secret is she's the one who gave me the name Flash Africa.
Wow, thank you so much.
And she's been supportive throughout my entire career till now.
All right.
I want to say a very, very big, massive shout out to her.
Alright, well, I want to thank my guest for today, Nana Osei, and it's so beautiful for you to be right here with me at the studio in the Voice of America and on the African Beat, and I hope that we will kick off this collaboration wherein we can be, you know, exchange partners, talking about our music and all this stuff. Just before I let you go, if people want to get in contact with Flash Africa, can you give us some information?
Yeah, you can just Google us, Flash Africa. You're just going to see us all. But you can just go on our Facebook page, Flash_Africa. Twitter, Flash Africa. Instagram, Flash Africa. Snapchat, Flash Africa. And you can get us, you can email us on info@flashafrica.net. So you can get in contact with us, send us anything you want to send us, info, news, music videos. You want us to partner with you with any type of event or whatever project you're working on. We are open and our doors are open and we'll just be right there.
Like, all right.
We just respond to your request.
All right, well, I want to thank my guest for today, Nana Osei, and it's so beautiful for you to be right here with me at the studio in the Voice of America and on the African Beat, and I hope that we will kick off this collaboration wherein we can exchange partners, talking about our music and all this stuff, and talking about the artists that we have out there. So, well, for those of you who've been listening, I want to bring you another song. Remember, this is the African Beat, and we bring you music from across the continent as we celebrate our African stars. And the final music on Nana's segment that I'll bring to you. Remember, I told you earlier, he actually chose these songs. I did not choose them. It's going to be My Honey. My Honey is done for us by Nanaya. Nanaya, right?
Yeah, Nanaya.
Yeah, Nanaya. And you know, when he was giving me this song, he said, that song, that's a very good song. But you know, you hear the song, My Honey. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
If you don't know my name, Emmanuel, they collaborate. Now this come boy, I got for my date. They call him Jake. So wahala, make me separate. All this time I did dedicate. This boy know they appreciate. He go jubilate. When I give him money, he go celebrate. Oh, then I met this baby, yo. Boy, he a different watch him, Makumo. I didn't know he a Remibo. Everyone they call him Fejo. I call him my honey. Why would they tell me why? Can't be betray me why? If I want to phone, Joe, tell me why? I go and take this boy, don't they complain? No, they must be paid. If you ask them, they don't be explained.